In today's podcast, I look at the song John of Hazel Green and its related song Jock of Hazeldean. I look at its known background and printing history, sing samples of the different versions, and end on a full performance. One night as I rode o'er the lea, with moonlight shining clear, I overheard a fair young maid lamenting for her dear. She did cry as I drew nigh, the better it might have been, for she was letting her tears roll down for Johnny of Hazel Green. What is your trouble, my lovely maid? What caused you to roam? Is it your father and mother that's dead, or have you got no home? My parents, they are both alive, and plainly to be seen. But I have lost my own true love, called Johnny of Hazel Green. What sort of boy is your Hazel Green? He's one I do not know. He must be a braw young lad, because you love him so. His arms are long, his shoulders broad, he's comely to be seen. And his hair is rolled like chains of gold, he's Johnny of Hazel Green. That tune and words came from the singing from the Irish singer Paddy Manus Byrne. The song tells of a young woman weeping for her true love, John of Hazel Green. A stranger makes an offer to marry her to one of his sons, and he takes her up on the back of his horse. She tells of the beauty and strength of her love, John of Hazel Green. And when they reach the stranger's home, his son appears to greet his father, and the son is John of Hazel Green, and he'd been trying to find the young woman to be his bride. The couple are reunited and plan to marry. This romantic Scottish ballad is set in the Edinburgh area of Scotland. It's likely to be a composition from the early 1700s, but there's little evidence to help determine when the song was actually first written. The earliest collected version is from 1730, from the manuscripts of Elizabeth Cochrane. This text was printed in Professor Francis James Child's collection, The English and Scottish Popular Ballads. The song had its first book printing, with a tune, in 1827, in Kinloch's Ancient Scottish Ballads. Will you go with me, fair maiden? I'll marry you to my son. Oh, hold your tears, fair maid, he says, and let your weeping be. Before I go along with you to be married to your son, I'd rather choose to bide at home and die for Hazel Green. But he has taken her on behind and spurred upon his horse, till once they came to Edinburgh town and lighted at the cross. He bought for her a petticoat, besides a handsome gown. He's tied a silver belt around her waist, worth thrice £300. And when they came to Hazel Green, he lighted down therein. And many were the brave ladies, oh, many a one to see. She lighted down amongst them all, she seemed to be the queen. But aye the tears came pouring down, for Jock o' Hazel Green. There's only one known broadside street printing of the song under the title Hazel Green. The ballad was printed in Leeds in the 1840s. The young man's name becomes William rather than John. Bertrand Bronson managed to find 27 song and tune variations. The bulk of them were collected in North America, mainly from Virginia and New England, and only 6 of the songs were British versions. Although John of Hazel Green was known in Scotland and in North America, it doesn't seem to have been widely distributed amongst the British country singers. It was probably fading from the repertoires of the Scottish country singers by the early 1800s. The emigrants from Scotland would have taken the song over to America, where it became fairly widespread. Only one version was collected in England, and that was in 1921, in Gloucestershire, by Cecil Sharp, from a traveller named Kathleen Williams. As I rode out one midsummer's morn, a little before the sun, I overheard a pretty fair maid, she was making a sorrowful moan. I threw her an eye as I passed her by, where I could not be seen, and the tears fell down her rosy cheeks for Johnny from Hazel Green. What ails you then, my pretty fair maid? Why do you sigh and mourn? Are your father or your mother dead, or have you never a home? My father's dead, my mother's alive, but I value not one pin. I'd sooner have my own true love, my Johnny from Hazel Green. What sort of man is your Hazel Green, and where then does he dwell? He is as fine a young man as ever the sun shone on. Oh, his arms are long and his shoulders broad, fit unto be seen. With his hair hung down in ringlets of gold, my Johnny from Hazel Green. Walter Scott reworked John of Hazel Green in 1816 and named it as Jock of Hazeldean. This started out as a poem based on the one verse collected by Scott's music teacher, Alexander Campbell, from a Miss Pringle of Jedburgh. At this time, Walter Scott was making his name as an author. He'd already tried his hand at reworking traditional songs and ballads by rewriting the ballad Kathleen Jaffrey. He portrayed the Scottish abductor as a Scottish adventurer named Lochinvar. Jock of Hazeldean is set in the English county of Northumberland, near to Hexham and to Hadrian's Wall, and within a close distance to the Scottish border. Where John of Hazelgreen tells of a father trying to reunite the young woman with his son, Scott's Jock of Hazeldean tells of a young woman pining for her Scottish love, but pressured into marrying an English noble. And like Lochinvar, the Scotsman wins the bride. The Walter Scott ballad became more widespread and popular than the original ballad. The romance of a young woman giving up riches to follow her heart has a more romantic ring than the reuniting of two lovers. And the tuneful melody is so singable. I'll end the podcast with the Walter Scott version of the song, Jock of Hazeldean.
Why weep ye by the tide, lassie? Why weep ye by the tide? I'll wed you to my youngest son, and ye shall be his bride. And you shall be his bride, lassie, say comely to be seen. But I shall lure the tears down for or Jock or Hazeldean. Now let this wilful grief be done, and dry that cheek so pale. Young Frank is chief of Errington, and lord of Langleydale. His step is first in peaceful hall, his sword in battle keen. But I she let the tears down fall for Jock or Hazeldean. A chain of gold you shall not lack, nor braid to bind your hair, nor mettled hound, nor managed hawk, nor palfrey fresh and fair. And you, the foremost of them all, shall ride our forest queen. But I shall lure the tears down for Jock or Hazeldean. The kirk was decked at morning tide The tapers glimmered fair. The priest and bridegroom weighed the bride, and the dame and knight are there. They sought for her in bower and hall. The lady was not seen. She's o'er the borders and awa', with York or Hazeldene.